Training School for Sissy Babies by Penelope Panzi with Colin Milton. New school. Penelope was struggling in her life. She felt she was a girl and yet she had a penis and balls. She didn't just want to be female, she wanted to be pretty and delicate and desirable, everything that a sissy was. All of the struggles brought her to the training school that had been recommended to her. And now she was here. Or he. That pronoun was still open to question. As the door to the reformatory opened, he stepped into pleasant surroundings. It was far less austere than he had expected. A large open hallway, relatively sparsely furnished, with the highlight being a stunning warm deep red carpet. There was no need for introductions, as the lady of the house, Miss Taylor, had been expecting him. He was immediately shown to his bedroom, ordered to put on his school clothes and report to the classroom in 10 minutes. There was no surprise for him in his school uniform. Exactly as he had anticipated, laid out on the bed were a skirt, plain white schoolgirl full-cut cotton panties, bra, knee socks, blouse, tie and blazer. It was a long story as to how he ended up in this exclusive reformatory school for the opposite sex, but now that he was here, he decided to make the most of it. 3 years of hard work and he would graduate as an almost perfectly balanced, poised, polite and well-educated lady. He would be the pride of the school, except he better stop calling himself he, as from now on he would be she. Penelope was the name that had been chosen for him. It was not what he would have wished for, certainly it was a feminine name, but perhaps too feminine. He had preferred Tasman or Sorcha, but he had long since given away his right to choose, and so Penelope it was. Hastily he removed his manly clothes, folded them neatly, left them at the end of the bed to be disposed of, and for the first time ever took the pair of female panties in his hand and placed his feet into them before pulling them up over his thighs into place. While they felt somewhat strange, they were not too different to his normal boy underpants, but Penelope was somewhat disappointed by the nature of the plain white and full-cut cotton panties. She was hoping for something more colorful, perhaps more feminine, sexy and girly, but she had no doubt but that would come. Oh, how she would treat herself to lovely luscious lingerie when she was qualified, beautiful silk and satin panties, brass and camisoles in soft pastel colors, decorated in gorgeous delicate lace and trims, all complemented by fine denier tights and stockings with perhaps a suspender and maybe even a garter. That, however, was for another day, another time. For now, she would have to make do with these dull, plain, boring cotton briefs. Likewise, the bra was a plain white cotton training bra with no cup, purely for young girls who had a desire to be grown up, but as yet had no requirement for such adult clothing. Again he found himself dreaming of beautiful cupped fancy matching bra and panty sets. He thought back to the days he loved to wander around the lingerie section of large department stores, wishing he could pluck up the courage to visit the more intimate, smaller specialist lingerie shops. He pondered his preferred cup size, deciding that he would ask to be a C cup, notwithstanding that deep down inside himself he knew the choice would not be his, it would be made for him by another more powerful, far more beautiful person, a woman, some woman he had more than likely never had met as yet, but one he will come to love, serve, and obey in his soon-to-be female form. Clumsily, he managed to get the plain bra on, and yet despite the fact that he felt silly in the dull cotton girl's underwear, his little member below was excited, unbecomingly it poked out of the panties. It was not a huge bulge, most definitely he was not big, decidedly